Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Traditionally, Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse men's basketball team, they've been the biggest show in town as far as sports are concerned. But over the past few seasons, it's the women's program at Syracuse University that has taken the biggest step forward. WAER's Evan Stockton, he takes a look at the two seniors who have helped lead the turnaround for the Syracuse women.
Syracuse is headed to its first ever national championship game with an 80-59 routing of Washington in the Final Four.
Over the past 4 years, the Syracuse women's basketball team has soared to new heights. 4 straight NCAA tournament appearances, a consistent spot in the top 25, and a berth in the national title game at the end of last season. Over these past 4 years, two players have been bedrocks to the Orange's success, Alexis Peterson and Brittany Sykes. The two guards are among the greatest players SU has ever had, but they each took different routes to stardom. We'll start with Alexis Peterson. The Ohio native arrived on the Hill as a 4-star recruit and built her way into the Orange's leading scorer each of the past 2 years. But this season, the senior has taken her game to an entirely new level.
Back out to Peterson from the top, and she hits the three.
Lob pass to Alexis Peterson, jab fake, and puts it off glass and in. Alexis Peterson, what a move there.
Back out to Peterson, three, Yahtzee.
Peterson is averaging just over 23 points a game this season, a full 7 points above her per game average last year. But it's not just her improved play on the court that has impressed the Cuse faithful. Her leadership role on the team has proved to be instrumental to the success Syracuse is finding. Alexis Peterson has built herself into possibly the best point guard in women's college basketball today. Yet her journey has been easy compared to the battles endured by Brittany Sykes. Brittany Sykes came to Syracuse as a 4-star recruit, a McDonald's All-American, and the number 31 player in her class, according to ESPN. Yet her time in the Salt City has been littered with roadblocks. Sykes has torn her ACL twice in her Orange career, and she even considered sitting out last season in fear of another injury. Yet she fought all the way back to full health and has blossomed in her final Syracuse season.
Sykes takes a dribble, steps up, knocks down an 18-footer.
Brittany Sykes drives up the middle, off the glass and in.
Throws into Sykes, who gets two on the right block. Easy as you like.
Sykes is second only to Peterson in scoring this season, averaging 17.5 points per game for the Cuse. Before the year, Sykes explained just why her senior season means so much to her.
For me and just for every senior on this team, this is the last chunk of veterans that we have, and the next step after that will be the transfers and the 4 sophomores. So you think about it, the team is going to start fresh, so we want to make sure we leave our last mark on this team in a great way. That way this program can carry on and have more than one Final Four banner on the wall.
And when you ask Brittany Sykes if her and Alexis Peterson are the best backcourt duo in the country, she has a pretty simple answer for you.
Yeah, I'm going to see somebody else.
Next man up has become a popular cliche throughout sports, but it's also an accurate way to describe what the Syracuse University lacrosse team faces this year after losing 3 seniors off of last year's team. WAER's Drew Carter, he has the story of Brendan Bomberry, the player who's being asked to fill those shoes.
To the near side, Donahue shoots and scores! That was beautiful.
Now with Tim Barber, and he shoots and scores. Tim Barber
scores again for Syracuse.
Up top for DeJoe, unloads a shot, and he scores! Derek DeJoe, a laser.
Obviously, we've got some big losses. We had some losses with Dylan Donahue and Timmy Barber, but we're still trying to figure out our combination.
You could use a lot of words to describe the seniors from last year's Syracuse men's lacrosse team. Talented, dynamic, dangerous, but how about irreplaceable? Dylan Donahue, Tim Barber, and Derek DeJoe all left over the offseason, and they took 74 goals with them. To plug those holes, head coach John Desko looked to a familiar source, the transfer wire. That's where he found Donahue and Barber, plus Nick Mariano. Next in line, enter Brendan Bomberry.
I think it starts with his knowledge of the game. He has great vision. He knows where other players are around him. He's a very good finisher. He can play in two positions, we feel, at the attack and in the midfield.
Bomberry is a junior midfielder from the University of Denver. The Pioneers are a national powerhouse, so he's used to the pressure that comes with playing at a high-profile program.
Yeah, I know being at Syracuse, you know, there's a lot of expectations to win, and I think, you know, it's definitely a huge opportunity for us. You know, I think we could be a lot higher than that, you know, going forward here. I think we can get there.
A lot higher than the number five ranking the Orange carries into the season? Yeah, that's what he means. But you can't blame Bomberry for being confident. As a freshman at Denver, he won the national championship.
That was a great experience. I mean, I'll never forget that. You know, it's definitely something I want to do here, for sure.
Then last year, Bomberry led the nation in man-up goals with 11. He credits his success in that setting to his time playing box lacrosse, a faster-paced version of the sport, a little bit like arena football. You always have to be ready for the ball, a skill that translates well to the extra man opportunity.
Being able to catch a ball in tight quarters, you know, I think that's something I really like to do. You know, I like to think that, you know, there's no such thing as a bad pass. You know, I like to catch everything, so that's a big thing for me.
Bomberry got that box lacrosse experience growing up on the Six Nations Reservation in Canada, about an hour and a half south of Toronto. It's a lacrosse hotbed. And from the moment Brendan picked up a stick, it seemed like he was destined to play for the Orange.
You know, I've always been a fan of Syracuse growing up. You know, I think a lot of Native kids, you know, the dream of going to Syracuse. I know my uncle, Marshall Abrams, actually came here, so I kind of grew up watching him play. You know, that really made me want to play here. So I think that was the biggest decision in the transfer, just wanted to be at Syracuse.
So how on earth did he end up at Denver?
Everybody asked me that. You know, my best friend I went to high school with, and even before that, you know, Zach Miller, we kind of decided wherever we're going to go to college, we're going to go together, and, you know, Denver is where we decided on.
Friends drew him to Colorado, but it's family that brought Bomberry to Central New York. His cousin Tyson is a sophomore defender at SU. But Brendan really wanted to be closer to a different relative.
My son's actually going to be 2 years old here in a couple weeks, and, you know, he's back home right now, and I think we're about 3.5 hours away from home now, so that's a lot better than being, you know, 2,000 miles away from home, so that makes it a lot easier, and it takes a lot of pressure off me, and allows me to do things I, you know, I wouldn't be able to do at Denver.
Jagger was born in Syracuse, and Brendan took that as a sign. After 2 years on the other side of the country, it was time to bridge the gap. Jagger lives on Six Nations now, a distance that's more than manageable.
Good to see him, you know, pretty much every weekend. I'd say he comes out on stage for, you know, weeks at a time sometimes, you know, whenever he can.
And according to Tyson, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
When you're a boy, you're given a lacrosse stick when pretty much you're born, and then you play it all growing up. Like Brendan's little boy he has now, he's always shooting around, and like he'll be in our locker room and stuff sometimes. He'll be playing catch off the wall, and like we'll be playing catch with him too, so he's like, it starts from when we're little to old.
That being said, Jagger likes other sports too.
Well, right now we're in a big hockey stage. He watched my little brothers, and he's been playing hockey a lot. So, you know, hopefully the first game here, we'll get him back with a lacrosse stick.
If you're searching for a new source of goals on the Syracuse roster, look no further than number 45. Brendan Bomberry might play midfield or he might play attack, but there's one role he'll definitely fill, scorer.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, WAER.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.